This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Microsoft. Breaking news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1010.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show you don't need a computer engineering degree to understand. That's right, we aim to translate geek speak into street speak, as we often say on this show, and it's all about the latest and greatest tech trends, products, and services. On this show, we cover all the coolest gadgets and gizmos, including computers and great websites, high-definition televisions and home theater gear, mobile phones and portable MP3 players, cameras and camcorders, GPS navigation units, video games, and a lot more. Tech Talk is brought to you by the Xbox 360 Elite Holiday Bundle. For $299, bring home the all-black Xbox 360 Elite video game system with 120 gigabytes of memory, two award-winning games, a wireless controller, and 30-day trial subscription to Xbox Live Gold. More info is at xbox.ca. Well, it is the second last Tech Talk of 2009. Boy, does time fly. And so I thought it would be a good time to chat about the best tech trends and products of the year. And of course, ask you what your favorite tech toy was for 2009. Something that you just can't stop using and one that you'd recommend to buy for Christmas, given that we've got a few remaining days left. Joining me in the studio this hour is Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com, an awesome website with nearly 2,000 plain English technology videos you can watch for free. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Thank you very much for having me.
Andrew, I believe you were on, and tell me it hasn't been this long, since the Consumer Electronics Show roundup earlier this year.
That's right. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's right. Almost a whole year, because we're getting ready to go again.
Gearing up.
To CES in January on the 7th and 8th.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. The biggest technology trade show of the year. So Andrew was on Tech Talk shortly after that, so it's been too long, but I'm thrilled that you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be
for
back.
This
Thanks.
Year-end roundup, coming full circle, if you will. And speaking of cool tech toys, we have an amazing prize to give away to one lucky listener, valued at $700, believe it or not. This is, I believe, the most expensive prize pack of the year. We did give away a netbook earlier in the year. I think it was about $350. And we've given away video game consoles that are about $300. But this is valued at $700 in total. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But let's open the lines. If you want to ask questions about the best trends or tech products of 2009, maybe you need some tips on what to look for in a hot digital camera, a computer, MP3 player, television, electronic book reader, or video game, and so on and so forth. Or if you want to tell us and the rest of the GTA what your favorite tech toy was this year and why, we'd love to hear from you. The numbers to call in today are 416-872-1010, toll free 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Again, the numbers are in the Toronto area, 416-872-1010. Outside of the GTA, 1-877-518-5151, or Star Talk. That's *8255, a free call on your mobile phone. All right, our grand prize today is a Palm Pre smartphone, which Andrew and I will tell you about in a moment, a little bit more about if you haven't already played around with it or heard about it. This is valued at $600 without a contract. It's $600 for this basically computer for your pocket. And Bell Mobility is throwing in a $100 credit towards this phone so that whoever wins this today can activate the phone and start using it for a couple of months on Bell. It's on the house for a couple of months. You got a $100 gift credit to use towards the Palm Pre activation and usage, and you're going to love this smartphone. Here's what we're going to do. Anybody who gets on the air with a comment or question about today's theme, which is best or worst of tech 2009, is eligible for a random callback at the end of the show. Scott Gill, our trusty screener and tech op, is going to randomly call somebody back. So you want to give him your phone number before you get your question or comment on the air. And when you answer the phone at the end of the show, just before 1 p.m., you're going to want to say this secret phrase: Tech Talk rocks. That's right. We're keeping it simple today for this nearly year-end show. So Tech Talk rocks. Don't say hello when you pick up the phone. We want to hear Tech Talk rocks. And the Palm Pre smartphone is yours to keep, valued at $600. That's right, 600, with a $100 Bell Mobility credit, courtesy of our friends at Bell Mobility, to go towards it. So that's the deal for today. Our show is best of 2009. So Andrew, before we get into our top picks of, you know, the hottest tech trends and answer the questions that people may have about last minute gifts or for those who want to share their favorite tech toys of the year. Let's tell our listeners a bit about the Palm Pre.
Sure. It's a smartphone from Palm. So we haven't seen much from Palm recently. It's a slider phone, so it's got a QWERTY keyboard underneath, full touchscreen on the top. You can multitask and run multiple applications at once. There's an app store that you can download a certain number of apps to kind of expand the functionality of the phone. It's a pretty sweet phone.
Yeah,
nice prize, man.
You summarized it beautifully. And when you say QWERTY, obviously you're referring to the layout of a keyboard.
Yeah, so it's like a keyboard on your computer
right,
at home.
Exactly. So unlike the iPhone, which some people have trouble typing on, myself included, which is all touch, and then there's the BlackBerry. Most of the BlackBerries have a QWERTY keyboard, but no touch.
Right.
There is one model that has it. This has sort of best of both worlds. You can use the touchscreen with your finger to like pinch and flick and look at your photos.
Yep.
You can actually take photos and shoot video on this thing as well. But then when you want to type a message, you slide open the QWERTY keyboard at the bottom,
yep,
and then type your text message or email, or if you're surfing the internet, you're typing in the web address or what have you. And then when you're done, you just slide it back.
Yeah, much easier, especially for like things like URLs when you need to punch in a very specific string of text.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. So the Palm Pre, it's a high rated smartphone this year, and Palm is back in the game. As Andrew said, we haven't really heard much of them lately, but they in fact started this whole what we used to call PDA,
yep,
or personal
digital assistant,
right?
Yep,
in the early to mid 90s,
yep,
and a lot of people credit Apple for the whole App Store idea,
right,
where you can download third-party applications to customize your phone in many different ways. But in fact, it was the Palm Pilot,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken, that kickstarted that whole third-party application store thing years
ago.
Yeah,
I think what Apple really did was made it very simple, right? So right on your Apple iPhone or your iPod Touch, you can just grab an application within the store.
Mm-hmm.
That was a new concept, and I think that's what made it take off. But yeah, Palm really did kind of popularize the idea of having other people create applications to enhance your own platform, in this case, the Palm digital assistants.
Awesome. All right. Also, this Palm Pre has built-in Wi-Fi, so you can surf the internet at high speeds. It's got GPS,
yep,
for turn-by-turn navigation.
Always helpful.
Yep. Bluetooth for wireless headsets. Lots of bells and whistles. You can learn more about it at palm.ca. And again, we're throwing in $100 gift credit as well. So thank you very much to the folks at Palm for donating this great year-end grand prize that's going to go to a lucky listener just by getting your question or comment on the air. Again, our theme today is sort of like a best of 2009, look back at the hottest tech trends of the year, including smartphones, which I would say is one of my favorite sort of trends of the year.
Definitely, same.
Andrew's nodding. As well as, or if you want to share, so if you have questions about what to buy someone or yourself over Boxing Day or Christmas, please call us up with questions about what to look for in a camera or a GPS unit or a television. Andrew and I would be more than happy to help you. Or if you want to share your favorite product or trend of 2009, that makes you eligible also for that random call back before 1 p.m. to win the Palm Pre and $100 Bell Mobility credit. 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, *8255 on your cell phone. Andrew, tell us a bit about butterscotch.com before we go to our traffic break at 12:15. I want to tell our listeners about the site that you that you work with, which is amazing.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mark. So butterscotch.com is a video tutorial site. We have a bunch of feature shows. As you said, we're approaching 2,000 videos.
Unbelievable. In
absolutely
a year and change, right?
I know, yeah. We've been online for a year and just about a month. So, yeah.
Wow. So it's kind of like YouTube for tech.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of very talented contributors who basically take tech concepts, make them very simple. We have screencast tutorials, so it might be something like how to set up IMAP on Outlook Express or something like that, right? So something that you've kind of heard about this, you think you might want to try it out, we actually have the video tutorial to kind of walk you through it step by step.
Awesome. We're going to chat a bit more about Butterscotch throughout the hour. I love how what you do with video is what I try to do with radio, is make sense of technology.
Synergy, I believe, is the marketing term.
Very nice synergy. In an ever-changing technology-driven world. So I love the website, butterscotch.com. If you're online right now. Okay, we're going to take a short break for traffic. When we return, we're going to jump to the lines and talk about the best and worst tech trends of the year.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. I'm joined by Andrew Moore Crispin from butterscotch.com. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's jump to the lines. We are not only going to answer your questions on the best tech toys of the year, or if you want to share your favorites and why, but you're also eligible to win our grand prize. We'll tell you about that again in a few moments. But I think Luke from Vaughan has been waiting on the line for a while. Luke, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Thanks for hanging on there, and we're thrilled that you called in even before the show started.
I just wanted to say that I think one of my favorite tech toys for this year would have to be the Arcos 5 Internet tablet, because of its really nice video playing options.
Right, so it's a tablet, so it's like a flat handheld computer that is built really for media, so movies, photos, and music.
Definitely. As well, it has one of those convenient kickstands in the back, so I can just put it on a desk and watch the videos without having to slant the screen myself.
Oh, that's great.
Great for when you're on a plane.
Yeah, Arcos makes some good products. They're not as popular in Canada as they are in the States. And, you know, Canada, we really love our iPods up here, and it's really hard to compete against the almighty Apple in that space. But Arcos has done a great job. So thank you for sharing that with us, Luke. ARCHOS.com if you want to read about their internet tablets. What I like about them, Andrew, is they also have this optional PVR station, it's called. For $99, you snap the tablet into a little docking station,
right.
Connect it to your satellite or cable box, and then you set it like a PVR or VCR to record all your favorite shows. Then you just unplug it. You just take off the tablet and go.
Like a PVR you take on the road. Yeah, that's a great
idea. That's basically it. So it's optional. It's too bad they don't throw it in, because those Arcos tablets are not cheap, but it's a great accessory if you have an Arcos. All right, let's go to Asha in Mississauga. Hi, Asha.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
And to you, dear.
My question is regarding digital cameras. I want to get something that's reasonably priced and easy to use. What would you recommend, and what kind of price range should I be looking at?
Right.
Well, I would say, in all honesty, I've always been a big fan of Fujifilm cameras. I'm not sure how you feel about those, Mark. There are a number of brands that are really good. I mean, Canon makes really good cameras. Nikon makes really good cameras. But I've always personally been a big fan of Fujifilm. And since they moved over to SD cards, which are the kind of most popular storage media.
Right. They used to be XD, and it was really hard to find those memory cards.
You could find them, but they were expensive, and it was tiny. And but I've always been a fan of Fuji. They use good optics, which is a very important thing to look for.
Yeah, and they have this new thing called EXR technology. It's a new sensor technology and processor that really takes great, good-looking shots. Yeah, I'm a fan of Fuji as well. I showed on the... Andrew, you know I host that spot before the movie theaters, before the movies start.
Mm-hmm.
I showed that 3D camera they came out with. So they're innovative as well. They've got some cool products.
Yeah, they definitely do some interesting stuff. But I think the important things to look for in a camera are always the size of the LCD screen. Is it going to be something you're comfortable looking at? How does it feel in your hand? Is it heavy enough? Is it light enough? What are the lens optics like? That's a very important part.
We're looking at the Future Shop flyer. There's a Fujifilm point-and-shoot digital camera for as low as $69.
Yeah, wow. $30 off. That's not
bad. That's pretty good. Really quickly, Jeff from Brampton, your favorite tech toy of 2009?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, what's your favorite one?
The PSP Go.
The PSP Go. Why do you love it?
Because it's basically smaller than the older PSP.
Yep, you got it. PlayStation Portable is PSP, and then the new PSP Go, Andrew, you've played around with it?
Yeah, I played around with it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and it's got a little, it's smaller than the older one,
and the screen flips up,
Yeah, and they've gone digital with their, there's no more optical drive, it was called UMD, or Universal
UMDs.
Media Disc. Yeah. I never liked those.
No, they've drained battery life, too.
Yeah, so now you can just download games off the internet wirelessly, because it's got Wi-Fi.
So it's great if you're buying a new PSP, maybe not the best idea in the world if you've already invested in a bunch of UMD discs,
right.
So there's not really
point.
Any way to get them over to the PSP Go.
Good point. Jeff is eligible for a callback at the end of the show, as is everybody who gets on the air with a question or comment about today's theme, the best tech of 2009, to win our $700 prize pack for today. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk and jumping back to the lines. Stick with us.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're joined today by Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com, otherwise known as AMC.
Yeah.
That's what we call him in the inner tech circles.
Yes, indeed.
AMC, Andrew Moore Crispin. We are talking about the best tech of 2009. We'd also love to hear from you what your favorite tech toys were of the year, or tech trends, whether it's netbooks, smartphones, electronic book readers, or soon... 3D TV. We'll talk a bit about that as a little preview to the Consumer Electronics Show. We are giving away a heck of a grand prize, a Palm Pre smartphone worth $600 from our friends at Palm for an unlocked phone like that, and $100 gift certificate from Bell Mobility to apply towards the activation and some months of service with the Palm Pre. So what you're going to do is please give us a call with your questions or comments about technology, and And we are going to be randomly calling somebody back at the end of the show, answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks. And you're going to be one happy camper because you're ending the year off on our biggest prize here on Tech Talk and News Talk 1010, a $700 grand prize, the Palm Pre smartphone and service. So we'd love to hear from you. We're going to jump back to the lines and talk to Lil in Brampton first. Hi, Lil. You're eligible for the grand prize today.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Afternoon to you. I'm a Tech Talk guru. Merry Christmas to all.
And to you, dear. Thank you.
Okay. My call, the reason for my call is to ask, what's the best webcam can you buy and GPS?
Okay.
Well, I think we've both seen the Microsoft LifeCam Cinema, which is a 720p, which is a that's like a HD kind of style.
Yeah, it's the first high-definition web camera for consumers in Canada, and it's called the LifeCam Cinema, and it's between $79 and $89.
Yep.
So it's the top-of-the-line model, but certainly gorgeous quality. That's what I use, dear. I don't know if you visit my blog at sync.ca. Shameless plug.
Well done.
Thank you. But I shoot a lot of the video blogs there using that LifeCam Cinema. So I just set it up on my laptop. Even though my laptop already has a web camera, I connect this to the USB port because it's much better quality, audio and video. And I use that for all of my YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
LifeCam Cinema.
Yeah, LifeCam, as in web camera, but the word life, L-I-F-E, instead of web.
Okay.
LifeCam Cinema from Microsoft.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the best one.
And the GPS.
Yeah, so anything come to mind, Andrew, for GPS?
Well, I think the major brands, TomTom, Garmin, and Magellan come to mind. I actually saw, I'm not sure if it's going to be in Toronto or in the Toronto area, but in Carlton Place, I'm going to, hopefully Mum isn't listening. We're buying my mum a GPS for Christmas, so turn
nice.
Off now, Mum. It's the Magellan 1470, I think it is, and
right.
It's going on at Canadian Tire for like $150.
Yeah, prices are dropping. You can get a good GPS now for between $100 and $150.
Yeah.
So I'm in agreement with Andrew Lil that if you stick with the brand names like TomTom and Garmin especially, or Magellan, you know, you'd want to look for a big screen. So you don't have to squint to see it. You know, 4.3-inch widescreen would be great. You also, if you don't have a Bluetooth solution yet, like a headset, to drive hands-free, you might want to look for Bluetooth. It will cost you a bit more, but it turns your GPS unit into a speakerphone.
Oh, really?
So as long as you've got your cell phone in the car, when a call comes in, you see the name or the number of the person calling on the GPS screen, and then you use the GPS's speakers and microphone to have the call.
Okay, so the best buy would be with a GPS.
With Bluetooth on the GPS, but it will cost you a bit more than $100.
And I think one other kind of premium feature that we've seen come down in price a lot is the text-to-speech, where instead of saying, you know, turn left in 300 meters, it'll say turn left on St. Clair Avenue West.
Yeah, which is handy because sometimes there's a lot of streets that are around 300 meters away and you don't know exactly where it is. So you're right. Text-to-speech is another good one. Great tips. All right, let's go to Bonnie in Toronto. Hi, Bonnie. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hello. Good afternoon.
And to you.
My question is, we're in the market for a flat-screen TV, but ever since we've heard about the 3D technology, where we think we might want to wait, and I went to my local store and spoke to the manager, and he said that the regulations are a long time coming for 3D TV, and I'm just wondering if he's right or
okay. Yeah, great question, Bonnie. So basically, one of the biggest buzzwords that you're going to hear coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show next month will be 3D TV. All the major manufacturers like Sony, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, Samsung, they all are going to be launching what is called 3D television next year. This is basically an LCD TV, or in some cases plasma with Panasonic, and you're going to wear special glasses, not the red and blue anaglyph glasses, but what's called active shutter, which are battery-operated glasses that communicate with the television. And when you're watching something in 3D, such as, I don't know, the you know, the Avatar Blu-ray disc that comes out from James Cameron in a few months, it's going to look breathtakingly beautiful, much like a movie theater experience. Because right now, when you buy, you know, a Hannah Montana DVD and you get four pairs of glasses in the box, quality isn't the best. You need a special TV capable of showing 3D images if the, what we call source material, is 3D. But you need special glasses. Is it for everyone? No. You know, I like to multitask when I watch TV. I like to help my kids with their homework. I'm playing on my iPhone. I'm, you know, got my laptop maybe beside me. So you're not going to want to wear those glasses while you're cooking dinner and watching TV. It's going to be like an event where you're sitting down to watch a 3D experience, be it the Olympics or a movie in 3D. But maybe what the store salesperson or manager was telling you is that there isn't yet one single standard yet, and that's where some of the confusion is coming in. They're going to all debut next month, but there isn't one yet universal standard for 3D, which, you know, Hollywood is waiting on as well, so they know how to approach it. So I'd say wait a little bit. If you're, you know, it's also going to obviously be priced a little bit high because it's brand new technology, but you know, wait a few weeks just to see what all the big announcements are from CES, and I will certainly summarize them for you before you decide whether or not you should jump on board the 3D bandwagon. All right, we are going to take a short break. We're a little overdue for one. When we return, more with Tech Talk and Best of 2009 with Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by the Xbox 360 Elite Holiday Bundle. For $299, bring home the all-black Xbox 360 Elite video game system with 120 gigabytes of memory, two award-winning games, a wireless controller, and 30-day subscription to Xbox Live Gold, the award-winning online service. More info at xbox.ca. We are joined this hour in the studio. We've got Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
Butterscotch.com is a one-stop destination on the internet that has nearly 2,000 tech-related videos, everything from walkthroughs to some common tech issues that you might have on your maybe on your computer, to what's new in cameras and televisions, yep. And lots of great talent and products shown.
Tips and tricks and all that stuff.
Awesome. Yep. And all in plain English. So you do not need to be a tech-savvy person to understand it all. It's really geared to everyone.
That's the goal.
So great stuff, Andrew. One of my favorite sites that I've got bookmarked, butterscotch.com. Andrew is helping me answer your questions on some tech, last-minute tech toys for the holidays, or maybe you want to share with us your favorite tech toy of 2009. Speaking of tech toys, we're giving away a Palm Pre smartphone and Bell Mobility's $100 gift certificate towards service. So in total, it's a $700 grand prize. Just answer the phone. Just get your question on the air or comment, and we're going to call somebody back randomly. Say the secret phrase, Tech Talk Rocks, and you've won yourself the grand prize. Don't say hello. We'd love to hear from you. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-877-518-5151. Star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's start with Al in London. Hi, Al. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, guys.
And happy holidays.
Oh, thanks very much. Same to you.
Thank you.
A quick question. We're quite rural and trouble with internet access. And I wondered if there's anything new or maybe like a 3G or something that works a lot better.
Well, there are. This is Andrew here. There are technologies for servicing rural areas with internet access. The best resource I can possibly give you is a site called CanadianISP.com. I've worked with them previously. The chap there, his name's Mark. He catalogs basically all of the internet service providers in Canada, specifically in Ontario, but he goes all over the Canada. And basically, you'll be able to find an ISP there. It explains to you what kind of technologies they use, what price of service is, what your uplink will be, so how fast it'll be, and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So
now he also asked about 3G. That's high-speed cellular connectivity. You probably don't want to use that as your main internet access because that could be pretty costly. But that's good for when you're on the go and you've got a smartphone like this Palm Pre, which is 3G that we're giving away, but not for your home computer.
Yeah, and also in rural areas, you find the coverage is spotty at best.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Andrew in Guelph. Hi, Andrew. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I'm really impressed with the MP3 player technology these days.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I guess, to do with the size and the battery power and the sound quality and how the features, how you can manipulate them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more concerned, again, with the earbuds. I like to use earbuds when I'm on my bicycle, but there's a lot of wind and noise in that happening. I'm just wondering, is there any newer technologies for the earbuds coming up that will probably reduce or eliminate a lot of the wind or noise coming in?
Well, yeah, great.
Yeah, there's a brand called Shure, and they use a technology, an inner-ear headphone. A lot of companies do it. Another company called Vibe does that. There's a bunch of them. There's even stuff you can get in the Apple Store, inner-ear headphones.
Yeah, they're way better than the earbuds you'd get with the Apple iPod products. And the Shure, which is S-H-U-R-E, have what's called passive cancellation, which is basically not using electronics to cancel out noise, ambient noise around you. but passive because it actually blocks it out physically because these go right into your ear and they come with different size tips to for comfort. So you can pick which one. But please be careful on your bike not
say,
to block out too much.
Yeah,
you got to be careful because you don't want to, you know, if an ambulance is coming or, you know, someone's calling you or something to, you know, hey, watch out for that manhole.
Exactly. Maybe put the right earbud in and leave the left ear free or something.
Yeah, I'm glad
like
you brought that up. Let's go to Amit in Mississauga. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Just a question about the Blu-ray players that are out now. I'm looking to get one, and I was just wondering if the PS3 is sufficient or if you should be looking for something a little bit better maybe.
Well, you did mention the PS3, and I think Mark and I chatted about this a little earlier on, and we both agree that that's probably the best bet for a $300 Blu-ray player, because obviously it does a lot more than just play Blu-ray movies. You can do games and
get you can
online
get online
and
as well. Because, yeah, one of the coolest things about Blu-ray discs, Amit, is that they have this feature called BD Live, which is the ability to go on the internet through your Blu-ray player, if it supports it, and access bonus content on the internet or download things to your Blu-ray player, like ringtones and games and optional bonus commentary. It's called BD Live. More and more movies now have it, but you need a Blu-ray player that is Wi-Fi enabled or at least online enabled. Yeah. The one catch with the PS3, however, is there's two of them. Number one is that it you have to use the game controller to navigate through your movies unless you want to buy a remote. So the remote doesn't come with it. So a lot of people, and my wife included, does not like using a game pad, like a game controller, to play a movie. They want a traditional remote. And on a related note, the second issue is that the technology that is used to control the PS3 is Bluetooth, much like a headset would be communicating with a smartphone. So it may not work with your universal remote that controls all your other components unless it has Bluetooth support, which is not likely.
Yeah, unlikely.
Yeah, so a lot of home theater enthusiasts buy a standalone Blu-ray player that uses the regular RF or IR wireless remote technology instead of Bluetooth, so they don't have to use a separate remote.
Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
All right, let's chat with Jim in Toronto. Jim, you are eligible for a callback in less than 15 minutes, and if you remember the secret phrase, this product can be yours. How you doing?
Oh, good. Yeah, just a quick question. I have an older computer. It's working all right, but I wanted to get a new monitor. Is it better to buy a whole new set or just get the monitor?
Well, I think if you're happy with the computer, if it's working, if it's not presenting any problems, if you're not running into the limitations of it, then I would say step up to a new monitor. I mean, I use an LG one myself at home. It's a 24-inch widescreen LCD, really nice monitor. Not that pricey. I think it was something like $300.
For 24 inches, that's
huge. It's sizable. You can get 20-inch Samsung monitors. I mean, good brands to look out for. Samsung is a good brand.
Mm-hmm. I like ViewSonic.
Yeah, ViewSonic's a good brand, yeah.
You know, Jim, the good news at least is that if you buy a monitor now and when you're ready for a new computer in, say, a year or two, you just keep the same monitor. There's no need to buy another one again. So
that's the
benefit of a desktop computer is that it's modular. You can buy the pieces when you're ready for it and still use the older ones that work great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I would also recommend, and you can get a 24-inch monitor now, which is huge, without breaking the bank. So that's the good news. Let's go to Mary in Brampton. Hi, Mary. You're on News Talk 1010.
Yes. Good afternoon, fellas.
Thank you.
I have a question. I'm in the market for a plasma TV, and I'm having so much problems because every time I go out to the big box stores, there seems to be something else coming out that I have to research.
Yeah, that's not an uncommon problem.
Yeah, the last thing, I was there on the weekend, and they were talking about, you'll want to have the TV calibrated, and I'm going, what? What's that, right? But one of the things I want to know is what is a good feature to have in a plasma TV? We wanted to try running it on cable until we move to the next house.
Okay, so there are two main TV technologies today, plasma and LCD. You've said that you want to go with plasma,
yep,
but you know both are flat screen technologies that you can mount to your wall if you want. Plasma has great color reproduction, great contrast ratio, which means the whites are whites and the darks are very black, as well as it handles motion in a very smooth manner. One shortcoming of plasma TV, aside from heat management. So you have to make sure if you do mount it, you're allowing for some heat management because it can get hot. Is that if you have a room with a lot of windows around you, you could get a glare from the screen, whereas LCD handles that a little bit in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to consider that. But plasma outshines LCD in most of those departments, with the exception of energy consumption and glare. But if you're, you know, you really just have to decide what size is right for you in your room and your budget, and you know, how you're going to set it up. If you're going to mount it or put it on a stand, I wouldn't worry about calibration or anything like that. Also, extended warranties. You know, the latest consumer reports say you don't need to buy an extended warranty for a television, because chances are, if something's going to go wrong on that television, it'll happen within the year warranty that the manufacturers cover. That's not from me. That's from Consumer Reports magazine. But some food for thought in case the retailer is strongly pushing for you to get an extended warranty. Anyhow, if you want some further details about plasma versus LCD or what to look for in a plasma, you can reach me at techtalk@newstalk1010.com.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. We're talking about the technology landscape in 2009. In fact, we're not really talking much about the worst tech of the year. Maybe we'll save that for another show. We are, however, joined by Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks,
Andrew.
Again, man. Thank
we're
you.
Talking about our best, our favorite tech toys of the year, or favorite trends, answering your questions about what to look for something that you're buying either for yourself or a loved one. You got a few more shopping days left before Christmas, of course, followed immediately by Boxing Day. So we'd love to answer your questions. Also, we did get a few off the top of the show, but not any recently. We'd love to hear what your favorite products were of the year, or your favorite tech trend that you've embraced. Maybe it's software like Windows 7, or maybe it's a new MP3 player you got. You got a new iPod and love it. You want to tell the rest of the GTA about it. A digital photo frame. A netbook, which are one of those small little notebooks. Andrew, what was your...
My favorite of the entire year. So we've talked about netbooks before. You and I have chatted about that before. A new concept called Net Tops. So yeah. Acer came out with one, the Acer Aspire Revo. I have the R3610 myself. A tiny little computer, about the size of a Mac Mini. So, you know, a very small little computer. You can mount it to the back of your monitor.
Yeah, it comes with a Visa. It comes with a Visa clamp, a Visa bracket. So it'll mount to the back of your TV.
Yeah, and it... HDMI out, so you can plug it straight into your HDTV, wireless keyboard in the box. I think it was something like $450. I'm loving that thing.
Yeah, it's great. I've got one as well. And it's a way of turning your maybe 50-inch TV in your family room into a computer, because it's got built-in Wi-Fi. It's got 160 gig hard drive space, and you just keep the wireless mouse and keyboard on your coffee table.
And it's super quiet, too.
Yeah, it's a great little product from Acer. Again, it's called the Aspire Revo, which is, you can go to acer.ca to learn more about that. Let's go to Grace in Oakville. Grace, you know about our grand prize today, do you?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, let me just tell the other listeners for a moment quickly. We're giving away a Palm Pre worth $600, which is a pocket-sized computer, if you will. It's a smartphone. And a $100 gift credit towards Bell Mobility Service. So that should give you a couple months of service and activation. And that's going to go to a lucky listener who gets their question or comment on the air. We're going to call somebody back randomly in about 10 minutes.
It's a great product.
Okay, great. Thanks, Grace. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. I have a three-year-old Nokia 6520 cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Has the Bluetooth built into it, and I'm looking for the headset, and I'm having a trouble because the stores are telling me that this product is not compatible with the headset, and I am forced to change the phone.
Mm. Okay.
Is that the case?
Okay, so Andrew's looking up that model number, because I don't know that specific phone, that three-year-old phone, but if it does have Bluetooth, then you can use any Bluetooth headset. It does not need to be a Nokia one. You can use Motorola, you know. So if you want, what I would recommend is go to a store that's selling Bluetooth, and if they want that sale, if you're going to buy the Bluetooth headset from them, say, here's my phone. Can you please sync them up for me? Because that's a process that they should do for you if you're going to buy
it. Understand. That's actually a good idea, because I bought a set, not necessarily at the store.
Yeah,
I don't remember which store, but I have it constantly. I have it in my purse. Wherever I go, they tell me, no, you can't pair that set with this phone because you have to have a totally different phone.
Okay, so Andrew, you looked it up. Does that phone have Bluetooth?
I wasn't even able to find out if it has Bluetooth, to be honest with you.
Okay.
A couple mentions, it seems like conflicting reports.
Really?
I think what you need to do, though?
65.
I think you need to find your closest tech geek friend and hand the phone to him or her and say, do I have Bluetooth? If you have Bluetooth, it's compatible with just about any headset.
So earlier this year when the hands-free legislation was passed in Ontario, I looked at both my parents' phones and my wife's phone, and all you have to do is go to the settings or options, and if it has Bluetooth, it'll be one of the main settings. If it doesn't, then you'll know. And you can also go to the manufacturer's website, type in the model number on the back or side of your phone, and it'll tell you if it has Bluetooth or not. And chances are it does if it was purchased over the last 2 or 3 years.
The Palm Pre definitely has Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's right. We're giving it away in about 7-8 minutes. So hang tight. We're going to take a short break. When we return, going back to the lines to talk about the best tech of 2009 with AMC from Butterscotch.com. Stick with us.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. It's the last show before Christmas and the second last Tech Talk before the end of the year. We're thrilled to have you. We're joined by Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com, AMC, as he's known in tech circles.
Oh, yeah.
Butterscotch.com has many hundreds of free videos you can watch online to help you better wrap your head around technology. So a lot of what we've been talking about today, Andrew, are last-minute stocking stuffer ideas. I understand you wanted to talk about one that you can give it the last second.
The absolute last minute. So rather than kind of going around the gas station being like, maybe my wife would like some windshield
an
washer
air
fluid. I don't
an
know.
Air freshener, yeah.
It's Hover.com is, in full disclosure, an affiliate company of ours. Came up with an idea a couple weeks ago to offer personalized domains and personalized email that you can give as a gift. It'll appear in the person's inbox. So at 11:59 on Christmas Eve, maybe I'll send you, instead of being, you know, mark.saltzman438492@hotmail.com,
yeah, exactly.
You can be mark@saltzman.com.
Okay, so that's what you mean by personalized emails.
Yeah, personalized
email. You choose what you want your email address
right.
to be. And then, as well as website domains.
Yeah,
so if you want to register.
Domain registrar and personalized email as well.
Could our listeners reserve butterscotch.com?
Probably not. I think that's already
that's already taken,
I'm pretty sure.
And newstalk1010.com?
Pretty sure that's taken as well.
Okay. All right. So the website to gift a unique website address or unique email address is hover.com.
That's right.
hover.com, which is, you know, who would think of something like that?
That's
I think
a cool
it's great.
Idea.
It's very cool
apparently
idea.
Apparently the people at Hover would think of that.
And last minute as well. You can do that from the comfort of your bathrobe. Let's go to Mohammed in downtown Toronto. Hi, Mohammed.
Hi, Mark. I have an iPhone 3GS.
Yep.
And I also have a 42-inch plasma TV.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure that my iPhone plays on my big screen TV.
Yeah.
Is there a way to do it with the Bluetooth or like wirelessly instead of RCA? Because I bought an RCA one and I put it there. I can hear the audio from the iPhone onto the screen, but I can't see the picture.
Oh, that's not good. So Apple does sell a pair of audio video cables that snap into the bottom of the iPhone 3GS, and then you connect to your television. But there isn't. It is using RCA cables, which are the red and white left and right stereo, and then the yellow video. So it's not the best quality. I don't know of a way to do it wirelessly because the Apple iPhone isn't what's called DLNA supported. Andrew, do you know if there's a way to do it through Bluetooth or Wi-Fi?
I'm wondering if there's an app for that. I haven't heard of anything like
that. No, I don't think so. It's a good question. And also, your only other solution, perhaps, right now, Mohammed, would be to buy if you're in the market for an audio video receiver, you know, something you connect to your TV that splits the surround sound and you connect all your devices to it. A lot of them now have an iPod dock. And what you do is you put your iPhone on that little docking station, which is either built into the receiver or connected to it. It'll show your video on the TV as well, which is kind of neat. Or alternatively, you can get something like Apple TV, and then you can use your iPhone to navigate through all that content if you don't want to use the little remote that comes with the Apple TV
product. There's definitely an app for that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Elaine in Toronto, you are our last caller today. Thank you for dialing us here on Tech Talk.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah and happy season's greetings.
Thank you. And to you.
I'm looking at Lyra.
Yeah.
It's a Flash MP3 player.
Right.
It has 8 gigabytes. I'm wondering if you recommend something like that or something better.
Yeah, so the RCA Lyra, L-Y-R-A, is a fairly popular MP3 player you can get. Andrew, what are your thoughts on this model?
Well, I guess it depends what they're asking for it. I've used
it's $170 something dollars.
Mm.
That's a little steep.
That is a little steep.
You can get an RCA Lyra for about $50, $60. It might have the ability to play only 1,000 songs instead of 2,000 like this model.
Yeah.
But that's a little steep for that. For that price, you can get, I would get an iPod Nano, an 8-gigabyte iPod Nano for $150, which can also shoot video, and it's a pedometer. It counts your steps. It can store 2,000 songs. You know, it's got an FM radio with the ability to pause the songs. So I would probably, for that price, go with...
At that kind of price, definitely your best bet.
But if your budget is $50, then you can go with a Kobe or an RCA.
Or
I think
that's fine. Or the Sansa Clip Plus, which we mentioned before. I love that one. I gave my wife one of those, and she uses it to record her lectures in school.
Sansa players are great from SanDisk. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another great model. All right, it is time. Thanks, Andrew. It is time now to dial somebody randomly. So Scott's going to pick a name off the list and see if they remember the secret phrase so we can give away. This is very exciting. The dialing music alone gets me.
Yes, exactly.
Gives me the shivers.
I'm in the holiday spirit.
Let's see if they remember the secret phrase, though. That's key. Uh-oh.
Don't let us down.
Not looking good. All right, Scott. Let's try another number here. We want to hear the secret phrase that we told you about a few times. It's not like I only gave it out once or twice, huh?
Should be all right.
And we would love to give away this amazing grand prize. So let's try this one, Scott. Thank you. The tension.
Tech Talk Rock.
You got it. And you know it.
Sweet.
Who is this?
Oh, my God. I don't believe this.
Who is this?
This is Asha.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Asha,
congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
You are the winner
Thank
of a $700
so
prize pack. This is consists of a $600 Palm Prix smartphone and a $100 gift certificate from Bell Mobility.
That will make for a happy,
Thank
happy
you
holiday.
So much.
All right. Well, that's what you get for calling in today. We love having the questions each and every week here on News Talk 1010 and Tech Talk. So that's just an example of the great prizes we give away on this show every week. I want to thank our guest, Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com.
Thank you for having me, Tech Talk Rocks.
Always been a sorry you can't win, but I'm glad you feel that way. Mm. It's always a pleasure having you on, and I'll see you in a couple weeks at
the
Consumer Electronics Show. Thank you to Scott Gill, our tech op and producer, and to Stu Andrews for the great time saver traffic this hour, and finally, Xbox 360 for sponsoring today's show. For $299, bring home the all-black Xbox 360 Elite video game system with 120 gigabytes of memory, two award-winning games, a wireless controller, and 30-day trial subscription to Xbox Live Gold. Great stuff. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010. And happy, happy holidays to everybody out there. Ciao.